News release. Mariposa Folk Foundation. Mariposa in concerts, Mike. Wildly popular an evening of blues and gospel show returns Saturday, February 3, 2024 at the Aurelia Opera House with another incredible lineup of all-star vocalists and musicians assembled, arranged and directed by Aurelia's own Juno Award-winning producer, Lance Anderson. This is our 12th annual blues and gospel show and it comes at a perfect time as a midwinter relief, Mariposa Folk Foundation President Pam Carter said. This music definitely lifts your spirit. Tickets are $35, all fees and taxes included, and are available at the Aurelia Opera House box office or online. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Please note that the elevator at the Aurelia Opera House will be undergoing maintenance and will be unavailable for patron use for this show. Winner and 2020 nominee for the Maple Blues Piano, Keyboard Player of the Year, Lance Anderson, is musical arranger and director of the show. Seven-time Maple Blues Award winner Kenny, Blues Boss, Wayne is headlining along with the phenomenal talent of Jordan John and legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famer bassist Prakash John. Local blues favorite from Rama First Nations Ronnie Douglas will bring his guitar-based rockin' blues and soulful voice to the stage. As in past years, Lance will introduce an artist that is new to the Mariposa audience, the incredibly gifted pianist Michael Shand, from Toronto. Lance Anderson's musical connections run deep in the industry and he always assembles a stellar group of artists, Carter said. We sell out this show every year and people are well advised to pick up their tickets as soon as possible. They make excellent Christmas gifts. Kenny, Blues Boss, Wayne, award-winning international piano blues artist on Stony Plain Records, Wayne was born in Spokane, Washington, and raised in New Orleans, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. He started playing piano at 13 and has been performing for over 50 years. Over the years he has performed with and shared the stage with a great many of the world's most influential blues and rock pioneers, including Jimmy Reed, Pinetop Perkins, Johnny Johnson, Joe Louis Walker and Floyd Dixon, and as a guest performer with well-known rock and soul artists that have included Ike Turner, Sly and the Family Stone, Delaney and Bonnie and members of Santana and the Doobie Brothers. And recently, performed as a guest artist with the legendary Downchild Blues Band at Massey Hall in celebration of their 50-plus years of playing the blues. His many awards include 7 Maple Blues Awards, Toronto Blues Society, for Piano Player of the Year and 3 Outstanding Keyboard Awards from Living Blues Magazine, in which he was hailed as an artist bringing the piano back to the front ranks of contemporary blues. In 2006 he won a Juno Award for Best Blues Album and was nominated 3 times afterwards. 2023 nominated for Pinetop Perkins Piano Player of the Year from the Blues Music Award. The Blues Boss has been on many covers of blues magazines worldwide including the Living Blues Magazine 2022 June-July issue. This year, Kenny recently received the prestigious Bobby Blue Bland Lifetime Achievement Award from the Zhu Blues Foundation in Atlanta, Georgia. And he is also nominated as 2023 Keyboard Player and Traditional Blues Band of the Year by Blues Blast magazine. Kenny now resides in beautiful Burlington, Ont. Jordan John. International lead vocal and multi-instrumental sensation Jordan John is a more powerful, polished and accomplished musician than many players twice his age. Adept on drums, keyboards, guitar and bass, he is a uniquely diverse and refined sonic embodiment of sheer talent and pure artistry. Be it performing in front of 20,000-plus as a lead singing, guitar-wielding frontman opening for the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, at her personal request, jamming at age 16 on drums with the artist formerly known as Prince, performing as a featured lead vocalist and guitarist for 16x Grammy Award-winning producer and hitmaker David Foster at the 30th anniversary of the Blue Note Tokyo or appearing as interim bassist for famed Canadian rock trio, Widemouth Mason, Jordan's talent and energy excites and delights spectators as well as his industry peers and musical luminaries all over the globe. Garnering praise from the who's who of the music industry such as world-renowned producer David Foster, Kenny, Babyface, Edmonds, Bob Ezrin, Steve Jordan, Keith Richards, Robbie Robertson, you may begin to register the proper amount of astonishment his musicality can command. Jordan's diverse multi-instrumental ability has allowed him to perform and record at the highest level on drums, guitar, bass and B3 Hammond organ for the following Canadian, American and UK artists: Jeff Healey, Martin Short, David Foster, Burton Cummings, Colin James, Widemouth Mason, Ronnie Spector, The Trailer Park Boys, Johnny Reed, Deborah Cox, Divine Brown, Lucky Peterson, Matt Schofield, Pinetop Perkins, Elise LeGros, to name but a few. Bolstered by a world-class band featuring legendary American Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bassist Prakash John and some of Canada's brightest young, up-and-coming musicians, Jordan's refreshing interpretation of soulful classics and original repertoire are sure to captivate and amaze both avid and casual fans of music well into the next decade and beyond. Prakash John. It would be hard to find a musician anywhere who's had a career as diverse and successful as Prakash John. As the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bassist for George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic forges ahead in his fifth decade in the music business, there are still few artists of any age who can match his proficiency, energy, groove, and commitment. His acclaimed career boasts a thorough pedigree of touring and recording credits. Namely, iconic classics such as Lou Reed's Rock and Roll Animal and Sally Can't Dance, Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare, and George Clinton's Parliament, Chocolate City and America Eats Its Young to name but a few. In addition to being the leader for 40 years of Canada's premier rhythm and blues band The Lincolns, John has appeared as a sideman in film, studio and on stage for stars such as James Brown, The Blues Brothers, Drive, John and the Night Trippers, Paul Schaefer, The Trailer Park Boys, Rory Block, Pinetop Perkins, Frank Zappa, Gene McClellan, Junior Wells, and Mike Bloomfield. Ronnie Douglas. Ronnie Douglas is no stranger to the Orillia music scene. He is a two-time Maple Blues Award nominee for Best New Group, Artist and two-time Canadian Aboriginal Music Award for Best New Blues. Ronnie Douglas's music has been featured nationally in blues radio programs and on the Aboriginal People's Television Network, APTN, Res Blues series. Since forming his group in the mid-90s, notable festival performances include the Great Canadian Blues Festival, the Mariposa Folk Festival, the Southside Shuffle, and the Orillia Spring Blues Festival. Ronnie comes from a long line of great blues musicians from his community that included his brother Larry Douglas. Michael Shand. Over 30 years of performance worldwide has earned Michael Shand his place in the upper echelon of keyboardists in all of Canada. Despite, in just 4 years, having achieved a Grade 9 Royal Conservatory of Music Classical Piano certification, his musicality has been deeply rooted in jazz, having been immersed in it since birth in the home. He then went on to study jazz at York University, where he was a recipient of the Oscar Peterson Scholarship Award. However, it is the diversity of his musical influences that have uniquely molded his playing style and made him a top choice for so many artists, across so many genres. Shortly after leaving York, Michael, then 22, was pianist and musical director for the quintet, Collage, which featured Archie Alleyne and Dougie Richardson, pillars of Canada's jazz community. His professional career was on its way. The people he has worked with since, on the road and in studio, are some of the who's who of the Canadian music scene. They include jazz vocalists Molly Johnson, Jackie Richardson, Kelly Lee Evans, Micah Barnes and Bile Newton Davis, The Nylons, Matt Dusk, Sophie Millman, Layla Bialy, Heather Bambrick, Jazz FM 91.1, and instrumental artists Joy Lapps, Larnell Lewis, two-time Grammy-winning drummer of Snarky Puppy, Alexis Barrow, Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy, Pee Wee Ellis, James Brown Band, Roy Hargrove and Gregory Hutchinson and Caribbean Jazz Sextet Calabash. Michael Shand has also worked with soul, R&B artists Sean Jones, Glenn Lewis, Omar Lifook, UK, Divine Brown, Julie Black, Shakura Sada, Jarvis Church, Philosopher Kings, Haydane Neal, Jack Soul, Krisha, as well as hip-hop artists Cardinal Official, Maestro Fresh Wes, and Party Next Do. He is currently musical director for Johnny Reed, with whom he has completed 6 sold-out Canada-wide tours over 11 years, countless worldwide concerts since 2010, performed on the Junos thrice, and received his first certified Canadian Platinum Award for his piano work on Reed's album A Christmas Gift to You, 2019. Michael has earned a Gemini Award for his performance with Collage on a CBC tribute to legendary singer, Salome Bay, and a Grammy nomination for his songwriting work on the Gramps Morgan reggae album, Positive Vibration, 2021. Michael has also released his debut album, Patience for Life, 2012, which features Larnell Lewis, Ross McIntyre, Kelly Jefferson, Kevin Turcotte and more. Lance Anderson Juno Award-winning producer Lance Anderson returns once again to reprise his role as musical arranger, director behind Mariposa in Concert's annual and evening of blues and gospel show. Anderson, who has been performing for 50 years, was nominated for the Maple Blues Award for Piano, Keyboard Player of the Year, and his new band Matchedash Parish was nominated for two Maple Blues Awards in 2024, New Artist, Group of the Year and Record of the Year, Saturday Night. The Aurelia resident has still had a busy year with a new show that premiered to rave reviews at the Kitchener Blues Fest, Get Back the Rooftop concert the Beatles never gave. The Last Waltz, a musical celebration of the band, and Everyday People, the music of Sly and the Family Stone, are two theater shows that played festivals and concerts this past summer. His new jazz project Lance Anderson and World Jazz Asylum was a hit at the Aurelia Jazz Festival this fall. Add to that the 60th anniversary show, 60 and 60 Feet, that was commissioned by the Mariposa Folk Festival in 2022, which was repeated at the Opera House in November of this year. In 2015, Anderson and Kelly Peterson, widow of the late Oscar Peterson, co-produced a 3-CD set of Oscar Peterson classics entitled Oscar, With Love. Anderson himself contributed two performances, Sir Lancewell, an original composition Peterson wrote for him, and O.P. S. Boogie, which Anderson wrote for Peterson based on some lines from one of the jazz legend's solos. Still one of the busiest producers and arrangers in Canada, Anderson looks forward to another year of projects, including a new CD by the Matchedash Parish, his new, large ensemble featuring Matt Weidinger. This group played to rave reviews at the Mariposa Folk Festival, Montreal Int. Jazz Festival, Mont Tremblant Int. Blues Fest and the Kitchener Blues Festival in 2019. He has a new Orléans-based band called the Nola Parish that is performing in Panama February 2024. Anderson is currently co-executive producer of the Bouquet Jazz and Blues Festival and the Beaches Panama Jazz and Blues Festival, both in Panama. The Mariposa Folk Foundation's 2023-24 concert series is sponsored by Alicats Music and Art, Amy and Al Wallace, Apple Annie's Cafe, Bell Chiropractic and Soft Tissue Center, Kathy Cleary Design, Color and Light Muskoka, Dapper Depot, Dentistry on West, Lavender Hills Farm, Paul Raymond, Susie Q. Fudge and Gifts and Tim Lauer, Sales Representative, Royal LePage Real Quest Realty.